FreeTalkLive.com. FreeTalk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at FreeTalkLive.com, where we, of course, give you everything for free. The archives, the Shrine of Female Listeners, the live streaming, the bulletin board system, every single feature of the website costs you nothing. Now, all that we ask that you do, of course, is vote for us once a month. Very easy. You just go to vote.freetalklive.com. That's vote.freetalklive.com. Takes you less than a minute. All you need is your email address. You punch in your email address. You can leave a comment if you'd like. It's not required. And you click vote now. They'll send you a verification email. You open that email, click the link inside, and you're done. It's that simple.
Quick and easy. Fast, fun, and free.
Exactly. At vote.freetalklive.com. It is Ian here with you.
And Scott again.
Didn't we do this?
Yeah. I live in a time warp, guys. You have to cut me a break.
I'm feeling woozy.
Anyway, we're here
vertiguous.
We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, the Friday night edition. And we have got calls coming in here already, so we're going to get to them. But first,
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org.
That's right, freestateproject.org. We're excited about that.
Yes,
we're all members. So let's go to the phones to the fun. It's the show you can control. Bring up anything. Gil in Connecticut, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Scott and Manwich. Hello.
Hi, good evening. Actually, I'm not in Connecticut. I'm in the southern states.
Okay.
Well, I have a reason for disguising my location. I want to talk about immigration.
Here's an observation. Okay, go ahead.
I have an observation.
Mm-hmm.
I have a radio hack antenna, indoor antenna.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have cable. I'm not a Time Warner. I'm not going to let the big eye watch me, okay?
Okay.
Got it.
Uh-huh.
And I notice when I'm flipping through my UHF stations that about 8 or 9 of those ultra high frequency, UHF stations are Hispanic.
Yeah, so?
So they're not just taking over.
Oh my God.
Please. You know, our job. They're literally taking over the airwaves.
Gil.
Took your jam!
Hey, Gil, are there a bunch of regular English speaking channels on UHF these days?
Not really.
Well, that's because nobody wants to be on UHF anymore, Gil.
And it's kind of interesting.
Gil, do you think that restaurants shouldn't serve meals to people who are obviously Mexican-Americans? Do you think they should make them eat out back or something?
Look, in my city, you can go to the farthest... I'm in Texas.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I worked for...
It's a big state, though.
It's a big state, but I'm in, like, southeast Texas. Okay.
Beaumont? You in Beaumont? We're there.
Hello. And I worked for the city directory.
So you're a bureaucrat, huh?
Well, I needed the money.
I see.
And I was walking, like, in the farthest eastern part of the city on a street called Duff. They proudly waved.
It's a good thing that you were disguising your location, Gil.
Yeah, exactly. It's not
they
like
proudly,
you know.
They proudly displayed their native flag on that street.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
House by house by house. I'm saying this is interesting. They want the entire state. In fact, they're claiming my city by saying this is Mexican territory.
Well, maybe what they're saying is, and I've seen people who do this, like have bumper stickers on their car, you know, saying that they're proud to be Swiss, which only means they're a portion Swiss. Or maybe they're just saying we're proud to be Mexicans.
What's wrong with
in
that?
America?
Was there any coincidence that Cinco de Mayo and the National Day of Prayer fell on the same day?
Probably. Mm.
I don't know.
Isn't
it seems like a coincidence to me.
Isn't it true when Bush was governor of my state that he, in fact, when he ran for president, he opened up the immigration gates for the people?
Gil, what is your objection to immigration exactly?
This is a melting pot. I'm a product of immigration, more undoubtedly, okay?
Okay.
My objection is that these masses are strangling the native folks like me and you that are born and raised in this country.
How is it they're strangling us, Gil?
But their children are born and raised in this country.
Yes, some of them are.
Now, here's
the rub. They have the option of voting in this country, going back over the border and voting in their native country, too.
They would only be able to vote here if they became citizens.
They're not dissimulating. They're not merging in. They're becoming.
Should there be a mandate that you have to merge in, Gil?
Yep. I would say that all the other native nationalities have come and adopted our language.
I agree with you there completely, Gil.
And you know what I mean? So I don't have any buff about people immigrating into our country.
The buff is
when they don't dissimilate and become a part of us, but they want to be set aside. You follow what I'm saying?
I know where you're coming from, but there were definitely, like, you know, old Italian mothers that never learned how to speak English, and, you know, it was left to the second generation to pick up English. But the world was a bigger place then. Now we have TV waves, you know, when you're talking about immigration.
They're taking them over, Manwich.
And you know, I mean, we have cars and airplanes, and the world's just a faster, easier place, and people can keep their roots longer. There were places in New York City called Little Italy and Little Poland.
Right.
And, you know.
What's wrong with
they
that?
They definitely hated those people, too. You know, the Italians were relegated to picking up the trash and, you know, the.
My dad decided to work for Penny's once.
Mm-hmm.
He was mopping the floor. And there's definitely on the sign that says, I forget how you say wet floor in Spanish, but piso something or another.
It's piso mojado.
Right. And so he's mopping the floor. Here comes some Hispanic ladies. He grunts. He says, you know, they're walking on the wet floor. He got reprimanded because they were saying that he was picking it and he was harassing him when all
he could have just said he had Tourette's syndrome. I went to school with somebody that made noise like that.
You see my point. My dad served this country. He fought in the Korean War. He's a proud American.
So, Gil, it could have just as easily been a white lady or a black lady as a Hispanic lady.
I want to understand Gil here. Gil, you're for immigration, but you want to force people to integrate, is what you're saying, right?
I think it's necessary. Otherwise, what we're going to have is a highly segmented country.
Why not let people decide on their own to integrate? I mean, if you move into a predominantly English-speaking country, it's in your best interest to learn the language.
Well, you see, they're not doing that.
Well, why shouldn't they be free to not do that? If they want to have a Spanish-speaking enclave, why shouldn't they be free to do that, Gil? It's supposed to be a free country,
because
right?
Because they'll work pennies on the dollar for our job.
I feel like as long as I don't have to pay any tax dollars in order to, you know, like print government materials in two different languages.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm going. You know, it's getting one of the biggest gripes here in the people in Southeast Texas is when the Asian community moved in this area.
Mm-hmm.
They were handed all government handouts tax-free.
So let me ask you this, Gil. If we got rid of welfare,
okay,
would you support open immigration?
We have to support it now. We can't stop it. I think it's a little too late.
Can you answer my question?
Again, the question is,
if we get rid of welfare completely,
right?
So there's no handouts for anyone to come here and get.
Right.
Would you support open immigration?
If everyone had to bust the behind and earn it the good old-fashioned way, sure, but it's not like that in America.
Well, thank you for the call, Gil. We certainly appreciate it. We agree with you. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231.
He's right. It is not that way anymore.
What do you mean, what's not what way?
It's not that way.
Welfare?
I mean, people don't have to bust their butts in order to get it.
He's absolutely right. That's why we're talking about it in theory, man. If we could theoretically get rid of welfare, immigration wouldn't be a problem. And and I'm glad he agreed with me because it showed that he's not a racist like some of the other callers that call in here talking about immigration. They just don't like brown people. That's what it usually comes down to with them. So it's nice to know that there's somebody who realizes that the problem is the welfare, not the immigrant.
My favorite was the guy with the Honduran wife that hated Mexican people. That is so strange, so weird.
1-800-259-9231.
It's the Aztecs that are trying to eat our hearts.
He said that.
He said some weird crap like that.
Free Talk Live, more coming up. You take control of the show, 800-259-9231.
Pope John Paul II is already being acclaimed a saint. During his 26 years, he canonized 482 saints. The one saint that stands out in my mind is Saint Maria Faustina, a poor, uneducated Polish nun. Christ appeared to her over 100 times in the 1930s and instructed her to keep a diary of the message he wanted to give to the world. This message is nothing new, just a reminder of what the Church has always taught. that God is merciful and forgiving, excluding no one, and that we too must show mercy and forgiveness to our neighbor. Christ promises to grant unimaginable favors to those that trust in His mercy. Trust Jesus. He will reveal His love in all aspects of your life. I've experienced the power of divine mercy and know the miracles that have taken place in my life. Christ will pour out His mercy and love to you in great abundance. I'll send you a free booklet so that you too can learn more about divine mercy. Visit the website www.trustjesustoday.com to get your free booklet today. Be merciful in your actions, words, and prayers, and above all, trust in Jesus. Visit www.trustjesustoday.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Herb and Spice products today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, the Friday night edition. We're here to talk to you about anything, whether it be a political issue or maybe something of a personal nature. Whatever's on your mind goes, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
Forget it. I did it twice last segment.
Ah, you wow.
And Manwich.
And Manwich. Ah. Let's talk about...
I'm just confused, like utterly confused by you people.
Let's talk about the Panic Partnership to Grow Big Government. Again, you can check in here and bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. And, of course, you can go to freetalklive.com and tune into our free live streams there, broadband and dial-up streams for you on the house, freetalklive.com. This one by Michael Cloud, again, from the self-government folk. Small government news. People in Boston, actually, is where Michael Cloud is. In March of 2004, the Center for Disease Control released, published, and massively publicized its study that obesity killed 400,000 Americans in the year 2000.
So?
And Scott is still with us, by the way.
Still
yes.
obese.
Yes.
I'm still obese, and it's fun.
Newspapers, magazines, TV network news, local TV news, cable television, talk radio reported and analyzed the obesity death crisis in America for weeks. Naturally, politicians and government officials snapped into action with hearings, studies, and increased tax-funded research into obesity and its consequences. The panic lobbyists in the CDC sounded the alarm. The panic mongers in the news media fed the hysteria and whipped us into a frenzy.
Mm-hmm.
Because the people in the news media, they just report on whatever the government says. If government has a press release, if a government office has a press release, it makes it onto the nightly news. No questions asked. There's no real journalism that's done. There's no fact-checking. There's no investigation. There's no, hey, maybe we should check this claim out. No, it came from the government. Let's just report it.
Yeah, it must be true.
Right.
That always baffles me is the medical end of media. I mean, they just love to see people dying. Yeah, you know, and weird stuff like SARS. How many people in America died of SARS?
None.
None. But we were just petrified of that stuff. Or, you know, Rocky Mountain Fever or whatever the heck.
You know, avian influenza.
Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of them. We were supposed to all be dead by now, this avian flu, by the way. I mean,
well, we were also supposed to be having another ice age, according to the people in the 70s.
I actually had bird flu, mad cow, and SARS all at the same time.
And what did that result in?
Nothing, really. I was just talking.
Okay, yeah.
I didn't have an ending for that. I was just...
The news media fed the hysteria and whipped us into a frenzy. The panic profiteers of big government elected and appointed government officials exploited the opportunity to get face time on television, posture as good and concerned leaders, and increase government authority, power, and funding to deal with the crisis. Today, 14 months later, in the Journal of the American Medical Association, the lead author of the so-called study revised the number of obesity-related deaths from the year 2000, from 400,000, which was the original claim, down to 112,000. That's a bit of a difference, huh?
Yeah.
They're still in six digits.
400,000 obesity-related
5%
deaths. 5%. Versus 100, that's, do you think they'll reduce the obesity funding that they created by 75%? Do you think that they'll reduce or remove the programs launched by the Great Fat Panic?
No.
No. This was a typical panic-driven expansion of big government. But remember,
big government.
Big government growth functions like a ratchet. Every expansion gets locked in. Big government stubbornly resists all attempt to reduce or remove its authority, power, size, spending, or taxes. What's more amazing is that the 400,000 deaths caused each year by obesity followed on the heels of another study that claimed that 1 in 4 American children under the age of 12 is hungry or at risk of hunger in America. When CBS got the hunger study, they cranked up the fear volume and referred to the problem as children in danger of starving. The rest of the panic mongers in the news media, of course, fanned the flames.
They didn't say anyone was starving. They said kids were hungry. That, I mean, I get hungry a couple times a day. You know?
Yeah, so do I.
I'm not starving.
The panic. And then the panic profiteers snapped into action, just like they would do next with the obesity death epidemic. Well, who were the panic lobbyists pushing the story that 1 in 4 children in America go to bed hungry? The Food Research and
one
Action
in four.
Center.
Come on. Come on. Why do people even believe statistics like this? 1 in 4 children in America go to bed hungry?
Just wait till you hear the questions in the study. The organization, the Food Research and Action Center, which lobbies for more government spending on food programs. Their study consisted of slanted, loaded, and biased questions. For example, they asked their interviewees, would be the kids, do you ever eat less than you feel you should? Do you ever cut the size of meals? They never asked subjects what or how much they ate. They never counted calories. They never even tried to verify what the interviewees told them.
Right.
So you're asking a bunch of kids if they feel like they get enough to eat. But the hunger panic worked the same way the obesity death panic did. It justified expanding big government. Remember the homelessness crisis in America? In 1989, CNN claimed that 3 million American people were homeless.
3 million people. Now, let's be clear. There's what? How many million people in the United States right now?
290 approximately.
200, so almost 300, 300 million.
Uh-huh.
So what's that? One out of every 100 people
is 1%
homeless?
And this was 1990, so there was probably, you know, closer to 200,000 there.
There was about 250 million at that point.
Well, then in 1993, NBC Weekend Today reported that 5 million Americans were homeless. That's a 2 million increase.
Are they talking about the people who aren't actually in their home at that moment?
I don't know. Man. Are they referring to people who don't actually own where it is they live?
Right, because I did that for a long time. I'd like to go back to that system. It worked so good for me. When I lived someplace and somebody else paid the mortgage and the power and bought the food, that was the way to go.
CBS News said that, quote, unless something is done by the year 2000, 19 million Americans would be homeless.
19 million
Americans.
What are
you going to do to keep people from being homeless?
The panic
make them work.
The panic mongers, panic lobbyists, and panic profiteers use the homelessness crisis to create or expand big government programs for the homeless, federal, state, and local government programs, with increased authority, power, size, spending, and taxes, of course.
Now, these things only cause there to be more homeless
people.
That's
correct.
It's so incredibly stupid.
You take money away from people, they're going to have less spending power. They're going to eventually crash and burn.
Not that I'm advocating it, but if from here on out people took pot shots, you know, pulled out handguns and shot at homeless people, you know, people that even appeared to be homeless, fewer people would walk around appearing to be homeless. What we do is we reward bad behavior by trying to, you know, give them, here, have a hamburger and a soda pop. We're sorry you're homeless. It's so stupid. What? You don't reward bad behavior. In the case of homelessness, I'd like people to be free of, they have to be free, so therefore they can be free to not live in a home. But I don't think they
as
are
long
free
as they have
to
permission to live on someone else's
live
property.
In parks,
right.
And, you know, those kind of things. That they're trespassing is my issue, really.
So we had the
Although
3 million
I claim. To look at them on the
we
street.
Had the 3 million homeless claim in 1989. We had the 5 million homeless claim in 1993. And they claimed it was going to be 19 million by the year 2000. Well, when the Panic Partnership moved on to the next great crisis, how many do you think there were? According to the U.S. Census Bureau,
How about 8?
The U.S. Census Bureau reported that in the year 2000, there were 230,000 homeless people.
Now that's much more likely.
1-800-259-9231. This is your show. Don't let the panic mongers, lobbyists, and profiteers threaten or alarm you or your friends with this attempt to short-circuit your reason, and don't let them scare or manipulate you into making big government bigger. Smaller government's the only answer. More Free Talk Live on the way.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Attention parents, Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have 3 young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, the Friday night edition. We're here for you to take your calls about anything. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. Now, we'll even talk to you about pop culture if that's your thing, but hopefully it's not. 1-800-259-9231, because I just don't care about Paris Hilton.
Paris Hilton is not the focus of anything anymore, really.
Really?
Yeah.
Paris Hilton's a creative genius.
Paris Hilton is a creative genius.
Do you think she's smarter than she appears?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. How about you, Scott?
Don't care.
Exactly. 800-259-9231. Bring up anything. So, also, don't forget to visit us on the website at freetalklive.com, where we've got the bulletin board system with 14,000 or more posts.
It's incredible.
Around 450 users.
Now, numbers aren't inflated. There are, in fact, 14,000 posts.
Lots of different topics, all of it fun and, of course, free at freetalklive.com. So, man, would you tell me about the marijuana smokers?
Yeah, I can't say that this is a very terribly interesting article, but it's a study that's been released, and I got it off the Sentencing Project. I found out about it through FARC.com.
Okay.
And the Sentencing Project announces the release of a new report, The War on Marijuana, The Transformation of the War on Drugs. In the 1990s, which documents the treatment of marijuana use in the criminal justice system, during the 1990s, the war on drugs was transformed into the war on marijuana, with law enforcement officials shifting their focus to arresting increasing numbers of low-level marijuana offenders. Now, I want to stop down for a second. Marijuana, in comparison to other drugs, is just a lot easier to find.
It stinks.
It's smelly,
right.
So you can, even humans can smell it, quite honestly,
right.
But certainly dogs can smell it. Dogs aren't going to really find a bunch of Xanax pills.
Sure, and $1 million worth of marijuana is a lot bigger.
Yes.
It takes up a lot more space than $1 million worth of pills.
Coke. Or whatever. Marijuana is the easiest of all these drugs to find.
Right.
And, in my opinion, should be legal. Now, I can understand, and it seems like from a reasonable person's opinion, to me, you are unreasonable if you believe that marijuana should be illegal. Like, you're just unreasonable.
You're ignorant, if that's the case. You're either making money off of the war on drugs, you're a cop or
which
something
makes
like
sense.
That,
or you're
politician.
Listening to those jackasses.
Or, yeah, you just totally bought the line. Hook, line, and sinker.
So, let me go back to the more on marijuana. Now, I can understand why some people would not want harder drugs legalized. I disagree.
Because they sound scary.
They do. They do sound scary. Now, I disagree, and I'd be happy to discuss that point, but right now we're talking about the war on marijuana. Okay, so they've law enforcement officials increasingly shifting their focus to arresting low-level marijuana offenders. For the period studied, that's 1990 to 2002.
Right. Now, 12 years.
Right. 82% of the national increase in drug arrests was for marijuana offenses. 82% were marijuana offenses. They're only out there arresting another 18% of the rest of them, or all the other drugs combined. 82% is marijuana. So that means
if we make
marijuana legal, we could cut that whole law enforcement budget right down 82%.
Well,
this
now,
is a real savings. With the government financially in the condition it's in, we could save a lot of money by not enforcing marijuana laws.
I actually am curious as to how much we could cut that budget, because it's not 82% of the arrests that took place. It's 82% of the increase.
Mm-hmm.
So if there was 100,000 in 1990 and 200,000 in in 2002,
mm-hmm.
it would be right. 82%
of the difference.
Of the difference.
Yeah. Right.
So I'm wondering what the base percentage is altogether.
It's still pretty
plus you would have to add on the amount that were marijuana offenses in the beginning.
That's why I said of the total, I'm
which
wondering
was probably
what the,
50%.
I'm wondering what the percentage is of the total.
It's significant. I don't know exactly, but I know that in the last, I think it was 2004, 2003, there were over 700,000 marijuana-related arrests, and most of them were just simple possession cases.
Well,
so
right
I know
here,
there is a significant
amount. It says
that amount.
Right here, at 82% of the national increase was in drug arrests, so I'm just rereading the same thing I had, was for marijuana offenses, and nearly all of this growth was for possession. The result in significant expenditure of policing resources dedicated to low-level offenses, with only one in 18 arrests resulting in a felony conviction. So they're getting their money. They're just basically fining people and threatening them with jail or fines.
17 of 18 people
arrested for drug offenses.
Now, 17 of 18 marijuana arrests were misdemeanors.
Right.
One of the 18 was a felony.
Felony. And even so, I don't think those should be illegal.
And one of the 18s may be something as innocent as, having a second baggie. Like if you had a bag of kind of low-grade pot and then a bag of high-grade pot, you'd be counted as a dealer for having more than one baggie.
Mm,
and
that's
there's your felony charge right there.
Yeah.
So that just because they got a felony doesn't mean they were out slinging around 50 pounds at a time.
Or buying in a bulk discount.
Right.
I mean, I often smoke cigars. And I often buy them in bulk, sometimes as many as 150 of them at a time.
Yeah.
Because I save money. I would imagine that there's marijuana smokers out there that say, I'm going to buy a pound of marijuana.
Marijuana.
Okay, an ounce of marijuana?
I think that's probably more typical.
Okay,
sure.
A quarter, maybe 4 ounces. I don't know what denominations they get cut up into. But I would imagine that there are marijuana smokers that buy in bulk in order to save money.
Yes, indeed. And so if they get caught in most states with, I think it's 21 grams or more, which is approximately 3/4 of an ounce, then they've got a felony charge there as well.
Yeah.
So it could have just been simple possession of a little bit of marijuana
mm-hmm.
that got them the felony charge. So the arrests are on the increase. And it's been constantly going up since Ronald Reagan's days, basically, since the Just Say No days. And it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing that we're doing this to our friends and family members, because that's who these people are.
Right? More than 50% of Americans have smoked pot.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it when I saw those numbers.
I can't see the hypocritic idiots that are cops, for instance. I mean, I cannot see a cop going and giving somebody a ticket and arresting them, giving them a misdemeanor charge that's going to be on their record for life when they've done it.
Oh, yeah.
That baffles the crap out of me. You're telling me you're going to get that kid with a joint in his car when you at one point were that kid in the joint in the car, but you got away with it? And, your life isn't stigmatized by this conviction?
It's, they let you be
a
cop.
It's so wrong.
They let him be a cop. And usually they'll admit it. Usually you can just like with the kid that fooled the military recruiters, or didn't
mm-hmm.
fool him, but he kind of ran a game on him, telling him he was addicted to marijuana. They went and grabbed him a test clean
mm-hmm.
so he could pass his test so he could get into the military. Same thing with the cops. You can go and tell them that you used to be a marijuana smoker, and they'll just shrug their shoulders and, okay.
Well, now, that depends, because someone that I work with, her husband is a cop, and he's actually going through stuff, moving from one city to another,
mm-hmm.
and he's got to go through his polygraph test here, and it has to do with, it depends on how long it's been since the last time you did it.
I see.
And so
polygraph tests aren't accurate.
No, I understand that, but it's part of their process. Yes, you can admit to having done it,
mm-hmm.
But you can't say that it was within a certain amount of time, but as far as they're concerned, it's okay if you've done it in the past, if it's been like more than 2 years or
right.
something like that.
And then you got cops
like...
What
if you trip off the polygraph test, though? I mean, people have to do that all day long, because polygraphs are not even close to 100% accurate.
Not only do you have cops that smoke marijuana, you've got cops like Sergeant Timothy White from Massachusetts on trial for stealing 27 pounds of cocaine, as well as marijuana and ecstasy, according to the Boston Herald. The proceedings promise prurience galore, right? White was supposed to destroy the seized drugs for the state, but instead he's alleged to have stolen them, sold them, and partied so hardy that when he ended up threatening to kill himself and or his wife during a final disastrous coke binge.
God.
Before that, prosecutors alleged that White, his wife, and fellow partiers engaged in coke-fueled kinky sex, partner swapping, and bisexuality. This guy is one of our police officers.
He's having a great time.
Top 5 on the way.
Been a while since you've seen the dentist? Kids need braces? Can't afford dental care? Then log on to dentalplans.com and discover huge savings on dental care for you and your family. Dentalplans.com has a vast selection of discount dental plans nationwide, starting as low as $79.95 per year. And with the largest group of combined networks and participating dentists in the nation, you'll find a quality dentist right in your neighborhood. Finally, the solution America needs, the freedom to choose from over 30 discount dental programs from industry leaders like Aetna, GE, Patriot, and many more. Oral surgery, dentures, crowns, fillings or braces, cleanings, exams, and even cosmetic dentistry. Take care of your teeth and enjoy a healthy, beautiful smile. Don't wait. Join now for 3 additional months free. Use coupon code GENESIS to save an extra 10% off your new dental plan today. Call toll-free 888-632-5353. That's 888-632-5353. Or log on to dentalplans.com right now.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free. You take control and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
Again, 800-259-9231. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. Of course, Free Talk Live brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll free at 1-888-532-4604. Again, that's 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. We're talking about the increase over, I guess, a 12-year period of marijuana smokers being arrested.
That's correct.
Significant increase and uptick in it really is the war on marijuana. It's not the war on drugs so much as it is the war on marijuana smokers.
It seems to be so.
I mean, over 700,000 people are arrested on a yearly basis for mostly marijuana possession crimes. Simple possession. Now, most of these people plea out.
Yep, they do.
And if even a small percentage of them, even if 5 to 10% of that 700,000 would actually take their trials to court and actually fight, there'd be a real good chance that they would win. There'd be a good chance that we would overload the court system. That's a lot of cases.
I think that, and educating juries, that they don't, in fact, have to enforce these laws. They can say, marijuana, the war on marijuana is stupid.
That's a critical point. That's what the Fully Informed Jury Association is doing, and it's quite a project that they have, informing jurors of that right. They have the right to be the final judges of the law itself, not just whether or not that person who is being tried broke that said law. They actually get to say whether or not they agree with the law. And, hey, don't forget to go to freetalklive.com and check out the archive. So if you miss a moment of the show tonight, if you've missed it over the last 6 days, we've got the entire last week of shows there on the site, right on the front page, totally free. And, of course, ask that you vote for the show. As you scroll down through the archives, you'll find links to great sites like podcastpickle.com. And you love that one, don't you?
I don't know why. I always laugh at podcastpickle.com because it doesn't make any damn sense.
But the name is definitely catchy. Podcastpickle.com.
It is. It's a nice alliterative name, but just to be Podcast Pickle. What?
I do like pickles.
It doesn't matter.
No. It's just a couple of words that go together.
So talking about marijuana, talking about the war on drugs, of course, as always, we've got corrupt cop stories. So here's a couple of quickies. In Lumberton, Alabama, former police officer Leon Oxendine, age 51, was sentenced to more than 4 years in prison on Monday for planting evidence designed to implicate a man suspected was selling cocaine and ecstasy. He pled guilty. I suspect you of selling cocaine and ecstasy, and to prove it, I'm going to put this in your backseat. Come on. How many of these 700,000 arrests were plants? Plant cases.
Makes you wonder.
It really does make you wonder.
Jeez, it's just that I don't understand that. I don't understand how a cop can even try to get away with that, or why he would even want to.
I can understand completely.
I don't understand why he would want to.
I can understand it. Look,
accolades.
How about salesmen? What is their job to do?
Sell
things.
Right.
What is a cop's job to do?
Bust people.
Arrest things.
Right.
Salesmen that do well sell a lot of stuff.
They get promoted.
Cops that arrest a lot of people, cops that do well in their jobs arrest a lot of people.
They move up in the ranks too.
I mean, I can understand why they would do it. I know it's wrong, but some salespeople tell lies in order to sell their products.
Right, but those salespeople, I don't know if you've ever noticed, there's a difference between a store that gives a commission and a store that doesn't in the way the salespeople act.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, usually they don't offer as much service.
Right, exactly. If you go into your Big Blue electronics store,
mm-hmm.
and those people are not on commission. They'll come up and ask if they can assist you in any way. If you say no, you will never find another one of them again mm-hmm. at all. Because they're like, I've got other things to do. Sure. You don't matter.
They stumble around blindly, usually.
Exactly. But if you go to a car dealership mm-hmm. where that person's getting some sort of a massive spiff, he will live in your rectum the entire time you're there. cops don't get... I don't know. I mean, unless there's a spiff for an arrest, I don't see why it would really matter. Instead, they could be spending the time trying to find people that are actually doing dangerous things and need to be removed.
I'd love to.
But they don't. But people want promotions, though. There is the spiff that does exist in the... Because I think that a corporal gets paid more than a private and a sergeant gets paid
eventually
more than a corporal.
Eventually, you get up to the cushy desk job where you don't have to be on the streets anymore. You don't have to drive a cruiser around and you make $100,000, $80,000 a year doing nothing.
Yeah, I mean, there are people definitely are driven even in those sorts of jobs.
And in fact, when
I'll grant you your example does make some sense.
We had a former police officer on the show who made the claim that instead of the cream rising to the top, which is how it is in some industries,
right.
In the police world, the crap can officers rise to
mm-hmm.
the top. And it wasn't the suggestion. The reason for that was because they want to promote the bad officers. That way there's no competition up there at the top
right.
level.
Surround yourself with idiots. You look like a genius.
Right. Anyway, so this guy, age 51, planted cocaine and ecstasy. He pled guilty in September to witness tampering, making false statements to the FBI, and 5 counts of lying to a federal grand jury. According to testimony, Oxendine had an informant plant a computer disc containing the image of a $100 bill inside a Lumberton home in a crooked effort to nail the alleged offender. In Buffalo, New York, police officer Russell Funderburk...
But he would have to call the Secret Service for that. I mean,
who knows?
Counterfeiting is not in the bellowack of a...
Police officer Russell Funderburk, age 39, is accused of participating in a $14,000 drug ripoff while on duty. This one happens all the time. Listen to this. In uniform and driving his marked police vehicle, prosecutors allege that Funderburk and his brother-in-law, an accused cocaine trafficker, engineered a fake traffic stop bust. His brother-in-law arranged to meet with a customer for a drug buy, only to have the cop, Funderburk, pull that customer over and seize the money. Prosecutor said. Funderburk has been on suspension since he and his brother-in-law were arrested with over 40 others in a DEA bust.
And so now he's got some conspiracy charges to face. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's toll-free. You can still take control of the show here. Even in the remaining moments, we're only here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich. Whatever you want goes. Political, personal, anything. And don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We got the Shrine of Female Listeners, updates, bulletin board system, streaming, archives, etc. It's all there, free, at freetalklive.com. We're talking about the war on drugs, specifically the war on marijuana, which, of course, is absolutely, utterly insane. It's absolute insanity to be putting our friends and family members in prison and to be charging them with crimes for smoking a plant that grows naturally in the soil of the earth. Just absolute insanity.
It is absolute insanity.
Well, some law enforcement officers have figured this out. And some of them, it took them a while to do it. The Law Enforcement Against Prohibition Group, LEAP.
LEAP.
Growing numbers of law enforcement officers are saying that the drug war has failed and it's time to re-legalize drugs. This from the Advocates for Self-Government. One such group of officers, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, now has more than 1,700 members in 45 countries. About half of LEAP's members are current or former law enforcement agents. LEAP was started in March 2002 by just 5 police officers. That's pretty good growth.
Yeah, that's real good growth.
One of them was Jack Cole. Cole says, "We were created to give voice to all members of law enforcement who believe the war on drugs is a dismal failure." Cole made over 1,000 drug-related arrests.
They have to be drunk to believe otherwise.
Yeah.
During his 14 years, apparently he was drunk for 14 years, when he made over a thousand drug-related arrests as an undercover narcotics officer. So this guy has been there and done that.
Yeah, I guess he has.
He says, young people went to jail as a result of what I did out there. People that never committed another crime ended up with their lives ruined, and that bothers me. He says his motto is now, you can get over an addiction, but you'll never get over a conviction. That's pretty good.
Mm.
That's nice. It rhymes. Yeah. It's got a good rhythm to it.
Robert Owens...
Jesse Jackson could have invented that deal.
Robert Owens, former police chief in Oxnard, California, says, I've had an uneasy feeling about narcotics enforcement for years. When I became a police chief, I began to wonder, when is this war on drugs going to end? We're filling prisons with a significant population of nonviolent people. It's killing us. It's killing us not only because it's putting innocent people in prison, harmless people in prison, but it's also killing our tax dollars. I mean, you're paying $45,000 a year to keep this innocent person in prison. And multiply that times 100,000 or however many of them there are rotting away in jails. Drug crimes are the leading cause of arrest in the United States and the major culprit behind America's soaring incarceration rates and many other social problems. We noted, I think it was about a week ago, that America still is the number one country in the world with the most incarcerated population, and it's precisely because of the war on drugs. Many of the burglaries, robberies, assaults, and murders that inmates are serving time for are a result of drug prohibition, notes senior prison warden Richard Watkins, also a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. He says alcohol prohibition didn't work, and this prohibition of drugs hasn't worked either. We think drugs are bad, too, but we can fight drugs without destroying the generations of our young people. Legalization is the means to the end. Law Enforcement Against Prohibition believes that only re-legalization of all drugs can solve the problems drug prohibition creates, and they're absolutely 100% correct.
I have to agree.
Leaving some drugs illegal only guarantees the continuation of black markets, drug seller violence, dangerously contaminated drugs, and I would add violence against your family, thefts, robberies, assaults, murders. Law Enforcement Against Prohibition calls for the government to end prohibition and legalize all drugs. And we agree here on Free Talk Live. We'll be back tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Eastern Time for the Saturday show. It's Vinny in here with you.
And Scott.
And Manuel.
In the meantime, join us online at freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow night.
If you're tired...